This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. I commented recently that Brazil's legal system worked far more slowly than ours. The U.S. legal system takes plenty of time itself, as evidenced by Beef Product Incorporated's, BPI's, lawsuit against ABC News for defamation and damages for their pink slime expose that destroyed demand for their beef product, lean, finely textured beef. LFTB was a healthy, wholesome product that added value to livestock. BPI is suing for $1.9 billion in actual damages, which could be tripled by punitive damages under the act. They have a case. To win, BPI has to show that the news network knew that their information was false and sent out with attention, getting headlines spewing disinformation. This was fake news before Trump coined the phrase. They started jury selection, and it was pretty easy for prospective jurors who did not want the job to know what to say to get them relieved from duty. They had a jury pool of over 400 and just had to question 100 to get the jury of 12 plus 4 alternates. All a juror had to do is express any bias in the case, and they could go home. Judges get some pretty good stories from prospective jurors who do not want to be there. South Dakotans stepped up to do their civic duty. The trial venue is in South Dakota State Court with the charges filed under the South Dakota Ag Food Products Disparagement Act, which makes just this sort of libel illegal. The judge released ABC News anchor Diane Sawyer as a defendant, as all she did was read what she was given. I expect that there were people at ABC that didn't know where South Dakota was on a map before being called to court in Union County. The suit may have some positive impact on sending the message that journalists need to be responsible when they report on ag food products, but BPI does need some restitution for losses too. The trial will reportedly get going soon, so it should be resolved 5 years after the fact. In Brazil, it would take 10 years. The soap opera in Brazil continues. Brazil has decided that they have an issue with the Batistas over insider trading after all, and froze a number of their bank accounts. The Batistas reportedly shorted JBS stock and bought dollars ahead of their plea deal announcement, making millions from the trades, and the Brazilian government was embarrassed in the process. The whole process looked like the Batistas played everyone at the expense of President Temer. U.S. prosecutors are also looking at the Batistas' insider trading, so they'll have one more issue to settle before they get away with their crimes. Brazilian President Temer is now on trial as a court decides what to do with him. He should be relieved of his duties and fired for corruption, just like his predecessor, were justice rendered. The downside to that is that the Brazilian Congress then picks his replacement, and that political battle could tear further at the fabric of the country, jeopardizing the reforms that are needed that Temer was shepherding. That means that more than just Temer is on trial. They are a half step closer to getting down to the nitty-gritty, renegotiating NAFTA. The first step is to settle a trade dispute over Mexican sugar imports. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross says that they are close. The U.S. sugar industry wanted a stronger limit of refined sugar, and they agreed to a 30% of the total limit. The U.S. industry is still hung up over what they call a loophole that they believe will allow in more sugar that they want closed. But Ross was acting like they would not block the agreement. There are other U.S. interests that want to buy more Mexican sugar because the U.S. price is too far above the world market. Ross is hearing from both sides. It'll be interesting to see if it passes Trump's approval, as I believe he would have no qualms about interjecting after a deal was made to get still better terms. Shaking hands with Ross will do them no good until Trump affirms the deal. They have been less than transparent about what concessions that they want from Mexico in a new NAFTA, but we can take it to the bank that it's going to be great. Losing the Trans-Pacific Partnership was a major disappointment for the ag sector, but the other trading partners are looking like they may go ahead with it without the United States. It is a good structure, and they are hoping that the United States will come to its senses after failing with bilateral agreements. The TPP may look better and better to us as they struggle to produce little in the way of trade agreements. In the case of the ag sector, TPP partners say that it is the best deal that we're going to get in any other trade agreement. Donald can't even get China and Taiwan to take U.S. pork and beef without conceding use of beta agonists. We still have to jump through too many hoops to be able to sell them meat. If they go ahead with TPP without us, we'll be in a worse competitive position than now. They are calling the group TPP-11, and Canada is positioned to benefit in our stead. They'll get the Asian meat market with lower tariffs than ours. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com. Call 712-933-9400.